Sorry. Are we ready? Just inviting everyone to be ready now. Talk amongst yourselves. Good afternoon. Could we all please rise for the Lord Mayor, Mr. Basil Zemplis?
Good evening, everybody. Can I welcome you to the City of Perth September 2021 agenda briefing session. I'll formally declare this session open at 5:01 p.m. I respectfully acknowledge the traditional owners of the land upon which we stand, the Noongar people of Western Australia. I pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. It is a privilege to be standing on Whadjuk Noongar country. CEO, could you please recite the prayer?
Almighty God, under whose providence we hold responsibility for this city, grant us wisdom to understand its present needs, foresight to anticipate its future growth, and grace to serve our fellow citizens with integrity and selfless devotion. And to thee be all blessing and glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, everybody. Please be seated. Before we move to item three, please note that the audio-visual equipment in the council chamber has recently been upgraded, and as part of this upgrade, live streaming to the public will soon be introduced. The administration is still testing the functionality, and we will not be live streaming to the public today or next week's ordinary council meeting. However, as usual, this meeting is being recorded, and the audio recording will be made available on the city's website following this briefing session. And good evening to all of those people listening on record. Let's move to item three, attendance. In attendance today are the Deputy Lord Mayor, Councillor Clyde Bevan, Councillor Liam Gobbett, Councillor Rebecca Gordon, Councillor Catherine Leeser and Councillor Victor Coe. Apologies have been received from Councillor Bain and Councillor Fleeton. In addition, I welcome the Chief Executive Officer, No Show Without Punch, other officers and any members of the public in attendance. And of the other officers, can I say one welcome to your new locations. Are these temporary new locations, CEO, or are these permanent new locations?
Lord Mayor, we're doing a trial.
Right, so we'll see how it goes.
And we'll see how the general managers feel at the end of the experience.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoy your new experiences and get to take in council from a different angle, and please enjoy. There are no members on an approved leave of absence, and I will remind elected members to please submit any applications for a leave of absence prior to the ordinary council meeting next week. We'll save the announcements for next week. Other than to wish both teams in the grand final all of the best of luck and say how amazing it's been to have the grand final, the AFL grand final, be in the middle of AFL grand final week in our city. Monday, terrific. Tuesday, even better in Forest Place, renamed Footy Place. And we know we're going to get huge crowds Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And a big announcement about Sunday to come tomorrow at home here in the City of Perth. It's a really exciting time for our city and indeed our state. Item 5.1, public question time, and that will be held at the ordinary council meeting next week. Item 5.2 is deputation. CEO, have we got any tonight?
Yes, Lord Mayor, we have two deputations. Annalene Norman from Perth Festival in relation to item 12.1, Major Events and Festival Sponsorship, financial year 2021-22. And Joe O'Farrell from Transplant Australia in relation to item 12.1, Major Events and Festival Sponsorship, financial year 2021-22.
Thank you, Celia. So can I remind those giving deputations tonight that they're...
What? Sorry, Lord Mayor, I think there may also be some other deputations, people looking
right.
at me. So,
okay. Right, hands going up, that's nice.
So I think we will invite others at once we move through our two people. Otherwise, do I ask governance, do we have the names of other deputations?
We've only received the two that have been read aloud.
I don't think that's right, actually. So what will... I don't think that's quite right, because I had some information that came up to the office earlier about another deputation. Let's start, if we can, and we'll straighten this out... with the ones that we have notified there that the CEO just read. Can I remind everybody giving deputations there's a 10-minute limit for deputations. Can I also remind you that the Lord Mayor has a short attention span and appreciates concise deputations straight to the point. And actually they have been proven successful over time to be more impacting on this particular Lord Mayor. But I don't speak for all of the elected members. You've got 10 minutes. Go your hardest. Do your best. But it's a 10-minute deputation time for each individual group. So if there's multiple people speaking as part of the group, it's a combined total of 10 minutes. So with that, Anna Lee, if you'd like to step forward, please. Is it Anna Lee? It's not Anna Lee. Oh, I see what's happened. This looks like the role of Anna Lee tonight being played by Ian Grandage, everybody. Is that what's happened? So that's why there's some confusion. We're given a different name, is that?
No, and we've also got Fringe.
Oh, Fringe, hello. Yes, great to have you along. So, Ian, if you'd like to state your name, your address, your credentials, and away you go.
My name is Ian Grandage.
Is there a button there?
My name is Ian Grandage. I'm the Artistic Director of the Perth Festival. I live at 9 Taylor Street in White Gum Valley. And I'm here on behalf of the Perth Festival to say thank you very much for your investment in the Perth Festival 2022. We acknowledge that that's not the amount of money that we were seeking in our application. However, we understand and acknowledge the reasons for which that was a lesser amount. If I may, there are some difficulties that we'll have inside the festival in delivering the program as it stands, given the absence of that additional funding between the amount requested and the amount given to us. However, we'll seek to plug that funding by other sources or reduce the program accordingly, but would ask, in terms of where we sit in our 2023 program and our 2024 program, we will come to you with very large-scale public events that are going to be happening inside the Perth CBD at the opening of the 2023 festival and the opening of the 2024 festival. For that reason, the reason that we don't have that inside 2022 is something that I have shared with you, Lord Mayor, and some of you councillors, and that is the fact that we have a festival in 2022 that's themed around the ocean. And for that reason, our large-scale free event is happening at the port and the place of entry of many of the migrants who make up this glorious city. We do feel that it is answerable in terms of us being a Perth festival, and you as the City of Perth being answerable to the broader Perth metro area. It is a conversation that we've had with the Lord Mayor and many councillors and staff. You as leaders amongst this community, as a local government, who are leaders amongst many local governments, but we are are celebrating the opening of our festival with an event called Escape Inside the Inside Fremantle, down at Victoria Quay, A Shed, B Shed, Bathurst Beach and South Mole. So that is quite advanced inside what we're doing in the 2022 festival, but understandably, as much as you would like there to be ocean closer to you, there is no ocean abutting the City of Perth local government area. We close the event, we close the festival with another event which is happening inside Perry Lakes, again close to the ocean. So in terms of the narrative that we tell inside the Perth Festival, they are the reasons why we don't have a free opening event or closing event inside the City of Perth boundaries. So we understand the decision that you've made, are thankful for the funding that we do have, but would love to acknowledge the fact that we will come to you cap in hand when the scale and ambition of what the event at the top of the 2023 festival is, and hopefully you'll be as excited by that as we are. We are still filling your theatres with happy people. We are still celebrating the City of Lights from the Agua rooftop on the 20th of February 2022, on the 60th anniversary of the flyover of John Glenn. We are still celebrating stories from near and far inside Perth Festival theatres, Perth Theatre Trust and other venues across the City of Perth local government area. So all of those aspects of our program remain intact. We'll just need to inspect what the reduction in funding means in the context of our 2022 program. That's under 10 minutes, I trust, Lord Mayor, but I'm happy to take questions.
I'll tell you exactly how far under 10 minutes. 3 minutes and 10 seconds. Excellent. Thank you. Thanks, Ian. Appreciate that. Are there any questions from any of the councillors? Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thanks, Ian, for that deputation. Just, I note that you said that with the reduced funding from the city, you may have to reduce the program. Will that potentially mean reducing events within the city, given that a large amount of the program is still in the city?
Yeah, there is a number of ways that we have of addressing that. There are a number of exciting things which are still escalating inside the City of Perth, which aren't necessarily inside that application. So, for instance, the Taku Album House, which is in a disused space, there are two, both of which are inside the CBD that I should keep discreet at this moment, but there are two places that we're looking for those events, and it'll just be about the scale of those events that might become compromised somewhat. But those are the sort of activations that we're excited about, not only inside the 22 festival, 23 and 24 festivals. It's about activating shop fronts, activating buildings which are not used for their original purpose, but we can use to have events of excitement and just a different way of seeing what a CBD might be, not just a business centre, but also a place to work and play.
Thanks, TLM. Are there any further questions from any councillors? Can I ask you, so what roughly your program for the coming year? Are you able to sort of quantify what is within the City of Perth, what is not within the City of Perth?
Yeah, we have a full program inside His Majesty's Theatre across the entire date window of the 8th of February to the 6th of March. We have a full program inside the Perth, inside the State Theatre Centre, both Heath Ledger and Studio Underground. We have program inside the inside Rechabites. We have programs inside the Perth Concert Hall. We have starting on the 22nd of November. We've got a full film program on the Crawley side of your LGA, running from the 22nd of November right the way through to April, 17 weeks of top quality films that exist there, and another two presentations on the UWA campus.
Thank you. Any further questions from anybody? Councillor Coe?
Hey, thanks for coming in for the deputation. I just wanted to ask, do you guys get funding from Lottery West, and how much do you guys usually get?
We do get funding from Lottery West. Is that commercial in confidence? Yeah. I was just checking, it wasn't in confidence, but we get $7.7 million from Lottery West. That's our core funding. And with that, we are in a position to not only celebrate artists from this place and create stories of this place, but we also, as COVID conditions allow, invite artists in to celebrate the diversity of what culture looks like. where we take none of that to be presumed, and that's why we like to be answerable to through the large-scale public events that we do, to be answerable to that money.
Yes, there is. Deputy Lord Mayor.
Thanks, Ian. I noticed in the admin's response, they said that you, one of the reasons you asked for an increased sponsorship was to cover the impacts of COVID. Can you explain to us how COVID has impacted the festival and the increased cost due to that?
Thanks very much for the question. Yes, we presented an entire program to the board in July, and we're in the process of reimagining that, because we're under the instruction that there's every chance that the border will still be more tightly held than that original program got put forward. So COVID is impacting us profoundly. At that stage, we had 224 artists coming in from interstate, and now we're down with a third. That number is what we're taking to government for permission to bring into the state. We presume none of that, but we're asking, and all of those artists will quarantine, and the expenses that come with that quarantine, the fact that those artists, while they're in quarantine, need to be paid, just like they need to be paid for their artistry across the entire program. Mm-hmm. So the expenses are profound, and the effects of COVID likewise.
Sure. Ian, so with factoring in those COVID impacts, is it a scaled-down event in any way as opposed to your most recent previous non-COVID impacted event?
So the 2020 festival was the largest festival that there had been in terms of box office, in terms of scale, in terms of numbers. 2021, which was an all-local festival with only West Australian artists, was much, much smaller, and this is somewhere between those two. We have the size of our ambition hasn't diminished, but our ability to deliver that and to get artists into the state clearly has. And so as we look forward to 23 and 24, and why I make that pitch into the future, is because that ambition still remains. And, you know, you and I have sat dreaming about a lot of large-scale things, and our ambition is to deliver them for the people of Perth.
Thank you. Are there any... Yes, Dylan.
Just one more question. I just note in the administration's response, they said the KPIs relating to attendance were not as clear and measurable, but my recollection of the attendance at the Perth Festival, the numbers are around 350,000. I imagine that's quite easy to measure in terms of ticket sales. So do you have clarification on the total number?
Yeah, I mean, inside I presume this gets shared with all of you, but our impact report, as done by Culture Counts, and inside that you will see all of the numbers that we have, and clearly some of those, the ticketed, are the easiest to measure because there are purchasing involved, but when there are free events, it's much harder to quantify, but that's why we employ Culture Counts to do that work, and we have every faith that those numbers that are inside our reports are representative of what we do.
Ian, thank you very much. Greatly appreciated.
Thanks very much, Lord Mayor and councillors.
Thank you, Ian. We're going to move to our next deputation, and that's from Joe O'Farrell. Joe, welcome. If I could ask you to state your name, where you're from, and your address, please. Just the microphone, if you don't mind. Yeah, thank you.
My name is Joe O'Farrell. I'm the Events and Communications Manager for Transplant Australia, and my address is 49 Simper Street, Wembley. Thank you. Good afternoon, Lord Mayor and Councillors. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you today about the World Transplant Games. This is the world's largest awareness event for the gift of life and the pinnacle event for the global transplant community. It has a successful 40-year-plus history, and it's been staged two times previously in Australia, obviously the first time for Perth. Coming to Perth in 2023 will be 2,500-3,000 athletes with heart, lung, liver, kidney, pancreas and bone marrow transplants, along with their friends and families from more than 60 countries. It's perhaps the world's most inspirational sporting event, as everyone arriving at the starting line owes their life to someone else. Transplant Australia is managing the event. We're a small national charity committed to improving the organ donation rate in Australia to give all those Australians facing end-stage organ failure a second chance at life. This is particularly important in Western Australia, which ranks behind most other states when it comes to both organ donor registration and family consent. So this is a singular opportunity for Perth to shine. Transplant Australia selected Perth as its preferred city to host the Games for all the reasons that we love and take for granted: the vibrancy of the city, our parks, coastline, great range of accommodation, the cultural hub, dining facilities, and all of that nestled on the Swan River. We are really committed to giving every visitor the warmest of welcomes. We're also important. It's also important that our bid included the superb healthcare services that are available in Perth, as well as the sports facilities offered by Venues West. Perth was also host of the 2008 Australian Transplant Games, of which the City of Perth was a major sponsor. In the city, we want to leave a lasting impression of the importance of the message behind the Games. Three of our key events will be held in and around the city, including the opening celebrations and a large community participation event in Kings Park. Plans are currently including an opening parade from the city across Matagart Bridge to Optus Stadium, as well as a large cultural evening celebration at Boulevardip. The Games experience begins right in the heart of the city with registration at the Perth Town Hall. We really want to make sure that the participants are oriented into the heart of the city from the get-go. As well as that, all the accommodation that we reserve for the Games for participants is within the city of Perth. And with the schedule, we have freed up a variety of evenings to encourage participants to enjoy the neighbouring nearby restaurants and the Perth nightlife. Inspiring the people of Perth to consider organ donation is our priority and is supported by a communications campaign and various lead-up events that, you know, widen the footprint of what we're doing way beyond the week of the Games. We're really deeply committed to maximising that community involvement and activations to ensure that the legacy of improved organ donation rates in Perth is the impact that we have, and that we think that aligns well with the city's vision for a socially cohesive, inclusive and activated city. We are pleased that the application was considered by the assessment panel suitable for your major events and festival sponsorship programme, and we thank you. We note that the recommendation of sponsorship was less than we had requested, and we do thank the council officers for clarifying to the elected members about the current level of state government investment funding, where we're still hopeful for further support. We also request respectfully that the council, if possible, would consider funding closer to what we had envisaged to enable us to maximise that city activation and the impact on the Perth community. But my main message today is to emphasise the community wellbeing benefits for Perth from the World Transplant Games. This is a sporting event, this is a tourism event, but it's so much more, and we invite every councillor to get behind this important message that has been given to Perth to nurture and promote, and we're hopeful that you'll all be ambassadors for the cause. Thank you for your time. We look forward to working with the city and bringing this inspirational event to Perth.
Joe, thank you. Perhaps I could ask first, so the staging of most of the events, where does that take place?
A lot of the celebrations and the public-facing events happen within the city of Perth, and the sporting events happen in a series of events around Greater Perth, venues web hub at HBF Stadium, Bendat and WA Athletic Stadium will be a core focus of a lot of the sports, mm-hmm. as well as Champion Lakes, bowling, other things happen in other sporting venues around the city.
Any sport in the city of Perth, or is it just openings or those sorts of things?
So in Kings Park, we'll have the 5-kilometre run mm-hmm. For transplant recipients, as well as a community event. So that is about bringing Perth community into Kings Park to be a part of the Games. In addition to that, it's the celebrations, the registration and the accommodation are all within the City of Perth.
Sure. Thank you. Any further questions, Councillor Leeser?
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Thank you, Joe, for the deputation. Just a question. In your original request, there was 50,000 of in-kind support requested. Can you just tell us a little bit about what that was?
Yeah, so that is focusing on the, we would really like the registration to be at Perth Town Hall because we think that's a very important part of orienting everyone into the city. So the cost of the Perth Town Hall for registration, but we also want to use the town hall for a small for a display that has that sort of community engagement and focus, and that which would continue on through the school holidays through the games, as well as we want to dress the city from head to toe, and we want everybody to know that the World Transplant Games are here, and what are the World Transplant Games, and how can I get involved, and start those conversations in every household about organ donation and registration, in addition, looking at potentially some other in-kind support, potentially around road closure and things like that, which haven't been detailed extensively at this stage.
Any further questions?
Councillor Coe.
Thanks so much for coming to speak to us. I'm just curious. I believe this year it was cancelled, wasn't it? The Transplant Games.
The World Transplant Games in Houston,
Texas.
That was the games were cancelled and replaced with a virtual celebration.
Right. So if that was cancelled, was there any funding from that event that you could have moved to one that's happening later on, like next year or the following year?
Funding from we've won the Transplant Australia has won the rights from the World Transplant Games Federation to host the games in Australia. There's no funding associated with the Houston Sports Authority's funding that is available to us.
Okay. Yeah. My last question: how did you come to the decision to come and host your event in Perth? Is it like the Olympics? Like a city can put a bid in to get someone to come, get your event to come to their city? Or what was the process? What came to that decision? Because I'd like to know to attract more people like you.
Yeah, that's right. So it is actually commonplace that the cities put the bid in to host the game. So for the last three games in Argentina, Malaga in Spain, Newcastle in the United Kingdom, they have bid to host the games. And currently there are five cities hosting to bid the games in 2025. Tokyo, Budapest, I'm afraid I can't remember the cities, but, significant cities. And Transplant Australia is in a unique situation. We're a sophisticated sporting event, organisation that exists here with the expertise to host games. We host the Australian Transplant Games every 2 years as well. So in this scenario, Transplant Australia put the bid in to host the games. And knowing of the facilities available in Perth, and also because we have a very committed volunteer transplant community in Western Australia who are right behind supporting the games, that was also an important factor in choosing Perth for the games.
Joe, thank you. Are there any further questions? Nope. Joe, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it. All the very best. Cheers. And I believe Sharon Burgess is here from ArtRage to present. Sharon, good evening. If you'd like to give us your name, your organisation and your address. Thank you.
Hi, good evening. My name is Sharon Burgess. I'm the CEO of ArtRage, who produced the Printworld Festival. My address is 72 Price Street, Subiaco. And I'm not here to speak for anything near to 10 minutes. I can guarantee that. But we wanted to come and be available should you have any questions. And we are very thankful for the recommendation that's come from the administration to support in its entirety our ask and to convert the in-kind request to a cash payment, which was really appreciated and with our heartfelt thanks. It's no secret how difficult the last year has been for the organisation and following the mid-festival lockdown and the subsequent capacity changes. So we are kind of operating on a very much a break-even year this year, but we are expecting the numbers to be comparable to 2020, we're hoping, if the capacity stay as they are. So we are very positive about a festival which will have the energy and the enthusiasm that we're used to, but with all the same precautions and the making sure that we preempt some of the issues we had last year and resolve some of the ticketing issues, etc., that we had during the lockdown. So I'm only here to be available should there be any questions. We have got some exciting opportunities that we are hoping to develop if other funding becomes available to us, which will be even more impact on the city centre, particularly the Northbridge area. But I'll present that near the time when it happens, hopefully. So really just any questions.
Thank you, Sharon. Appreciate that. And if any of you councillors have any, we can take up this opportunity. The recommendation rationale is well presented for us by the administration. It may answer all the questions, but if there are any, now is your time. Deputy Lord Mayor.
Just the same question I asked Ian. So what have been the impacts of COVID on your costs and structure of last year?
We had over 60,000 tickets refunded. So that was a huge impact. If you just do the numbers, $13 approximately per ticket, the income was significant. Not a loss, but our kind of income, our bottom line income was impacted to the amount of $1.4 million of what we'd have expected to achieve had the lockdown not happened. So it really was significant. However, with prudent management of our funds and the support of the state government, we have sufficient funding to present another festival to get back into a recovery position.
Sharon, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Appreciate your time. Thank you. Yes, that's all this, isn't it? So we move on to item 6 on the agenda, disclosures of interest. CEO, have any disclosures been received tonight?
Yes, Lord Mayor. Councillor Gobbett and Councillor Gordon have each disclosed an impartiality interest in relation to item 12.1. The details of these interests will be available in full in the meeting notes.
Thank you, CEO. Yes, so do any elected members have any disclosures of interest from the floor? No, thank you. So items 7 through 10 will all be dealt with at the ordinary council meeting next week. We move to reports, and as we move through the reports, I'll ask if any elected members have questions in relation to the item. 11 is Planning and Economic Development Alliance reports. 11.1, City of Perth submission draft state infrastructure strategy. Are there any questions on this item? Councillor Leeser, you had asked a question here.
Yes, it's been answered. Thank you, Lord Mayor.
Thank you very much. No further questions? Number 12 is Community Development Alliance reports. 12.1 is Major Events and Festival Sponsorship, Financial Year 2021-2022. So please note that two changes were made to attachment 12.1A of this item. To accurately reflect the funding situation for the 2023 World Transplant Games, the changes were detailed in an email sent to elected members today. They will also be detailed under further information in next week's ordinary council meeting agenda. Councillor Leeser, you had a question which we had received.
Yes, it's been answered. Thank you, Lord Mayor.
Thank you. Are there any further questions on this item? Councillor Gordon.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Just regarding the caretaker statement that's included in the agenda item, I wonder whether there's any comment from the administration about whether it would be worthwhile incorporating that into the actual recommendation that the council acknowledge that the item has been put to us by the CEO, which I think is the wording of the caretaker policy, just so that when it
anyone in the future goes back and looks at the decision, it's wholly contained therein.
See ya. Danielle.
Yes, that can be considered, Councillor.
Okay, Lynn.
I have a question. Should we just get the legal counsel?
See ya.
Thank you. I think it's probably a good suggestion that it be undertaken so it's read separately in case it is ever read separately. So I think it's a reasonable request.
Anything else? Do you have anything further?
No.
Oh, okay. Right. Any further questions on this item? Thanks, everyone. 13 is Infrastructure and Operation Alliance reports. There are no reports for consideration. 14 is Corporate Services Alliance reports. 14.1, monthly financial report for July 2021. Are there any questions on this item? Thank you. 14.2, scheduled of accounts paid July 2021. Are there any questions on this item? Thank you. 15, Chief Executive Officer reports. Thanks, everybody. Appreciate you being here. Democracy at work. Local government's version, the best kind. There are no Chief Executive Officer reports for consideration. 16 is committee reports, none for consideration. 17, motions of which notice has been given. Item 17 will be dealt with at the ordinary council meeting next week. Item 18, matters for which the meeting may be closed. No matters for which the meeting may be closed. 19, this particular item, urgent business, will be dealt with at the ordinary council meeting. Therefore, it gives me great pleasure, there being no further business, to declare the agenda briefing session closed at 5:36 p.m. Thank you, everybody, for your attention and your attendance. Until next week, mate.
Thank you. Would you all stand as the Lord Mayor exits?
I just put that in.
Go ahead.
You know what? I like that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I'll turn this off.